Everything you do and everything you say can affect other people. When you're happy, you can make other people happy. And when you're sad, you can make other people sad. And when you're angry, you can make other people angry. You can change people by the way you feel and act. Changing other people in a good way, for example, changing someone who is sad to happy, is called transformation. Just think. You change or transform people. You can make other people happy. When you transform somebody else, they pass it on to another person. And they pass it on to another person, and another, and another. Why, a smile on your face can make dozens of people happy. Spokes is practicing smiling because he's working in a circus. He wears a clown outfit, and his job is to sell popcorn to all the people watching the circus. Spokes has just arrived home from his day at the circus. Let's find out what kind of day Spokes had.
Oh, dear. I just had the most horrible day of my life. Walking around, passing out popcorn. Here comes Lisa. Lisa, you look so silly in that dress. Where did you ever get that thing?
Spokes! I can't believe that you just said that. Why, this is my brand new dress, and I like it.
You look like a penguin.
I've never heard you say such things, Spokes. Why don't you just go to sleep in your drawer, you silly nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
Tommy walks into the room and is ready to tell everyone about the home run he has just hit.
Tommy, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Knock on my door if you want to come into this room.
Wow, what happened in here? I didn't do anything to anybody. Spokes, what are you doing? You look like a goofball in your clown outfit.
I beg your pardon. I think it's very, very nice.
Tommy, didn't I tell you to knock before you came in here? And Spokes, why don't you just get out of here, too? I don't want anybody in my room.
That's fine with me.
Fine with me, too.
I still think she looks funny in her dress.
Oh, boy, do I see something happening here. Why, Spokes, you just started what we call a chain reaction.
I did? Me?
What's a chain reaction?
Yeah, what's a chain reaction?
Yeah, what's a chain reaction?
Well, that's easy. For example, Spokes, you started off by being in a bad mood. You called Lisa a name. She said something to Tommy. Tommy said something back to you. You passed it on from one person to another.
It wasn't my fault.
Why not? What happened?
Well, today was my first day at the circus. And I have a very, very important job. I pass out popcorn in my clown outfit. I tell jokes and I help some people to get seated. Goofy outfit in my eye. The kids are so crazy. They're running up and down the aisles. I had to yell and scream at them. And you know what they said? They pointed at me and they laughed. Knocked off my mask, and they said I even looked funnier. Then I tripped and spilled popcorn all over this lady. Not only that, she called me a nincompoop. And I told her she was looking in the mirror, and I got fired.
Well, no wonder you had such a bad day, Spokes. Then you came home and got upset with Lisa.
Well, the dress does look pretty funny.
Are you sure her dress looks funny, or is it because you're feeling bad about what happened at work, and you wanted to take it out on somebody else?
Well, I'm not sure. I suppose it is possible what other people have to say about me really does bother me.
And Lisa, Tommy comes into this room to play all the time, and you go into Tommy's room to play all the time. And as I remember, neither one of you knocks on each other's door. So why today do you insist that Tommy should knock?
Well, because he should. I mean, because it's my room, and it's private, and because...
And because folks got upset with you and told you you had a funny dress.
And because... Yeah, Spokes was upset, and then he told me my brand new dress looked funny.
Well, it does.
It does not. And then that's why I made a knock, and then everybody got mad all at once, and then And Tommy, he told Spokes that he looked like a goofball in this clown outfit.
He does look stupid.
Hey.
Tommy, but you've seen him in that clown outfit for 3 days, and you thought he looked pretty good in it the other days. Now, how come he looks like a goofball today, Tommy?
Because he does look like a goofball in it. And why did you tell me to knock and yell at me?
See, this is a chain reaction, folks. Now do you understand?
Well, I think so. When I said that Lisa looked funny, she got mad and insulted Tommy. It gets passed down the line, doesn't it?
That's a chain reaction of things that happen in a negative way. Do you think a chain reaction can happen in a positive way?
Not in this house.
Well, I think a chain reaction can happen in a positive way. It could affect 10 people or even 20 people.
Even 100 people. You see, if your chain reaction keeps going, you can pass it on from one person to another. Think about how many people you can affect. Can you think of an example where this has happened?
I can think of an example. I remember, and Lisa, you'll remember this too. Remember when Dad was angry because the garage door opener broke again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. He told Mom that night that he didn't want to take her out to dinner after he promised her he'd take her out.
Yep, and then Mom told me I had to stay home and do my homework. I couldn't go to the movies.
That's a good example. Everything gets passed on in some way to the next person.
Yeah, and then Jeff, the little boy next door, he called Tommy up and he asked him if he wanted to play, and Tommy told Jeff to quit bothering him.
I never said that.
You did, too. I remember it. I know you remember it, too, Tommy.
Well, I guess I did.
Does anyone remember a time when a good chain reaction happened?
I remember a good one when I spilled my milk at dinner.
What happened?
It fell on Lisa's lap,
oh, yeah.
And she jumped up and spilled Tommy's milk over, and he jumped up and knocked the ketchup on Mommy's lap.
That's not exactly what we call a good one, but that is a chain reaction.
I thought it was pretty funny myself.
What is an example of a good or positive chain reaction?
Well, I remember one day when my teacher received a dozen roses, and she had a special card along with them that sure made her happy. I think it was her birthday.
What happened then, Lisa?
Well, the rest of the day she just smiled and she was extra nice to everyone. And you know what, Friendly Mirror? It sure made a difference to all of us kids in the class because we got to have more fun and she had more fun too. And then when we went to our science lab, which we usually hate because of Mr. Skinner.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait till I have him.
Oh, yeah, well, anyway, you know what? Even that class wasn't bad. In fact, it was kind of good. We went to class, and it was an interesting science class. Mr. Skinner actually smiled, and he told a joke. It wasn't a very good joke, but at least he was happy.
That's very good. You see how transformation works, good or bad. We pass our feelings on to the next person. Your teacher, Lisa, received the dozen red roses, which made her very happy. She was happy and, in turn, made your class happy, all because she felt good about herself.
Yeah!
And when your class felt good, they enjoyed the science lab. Now, I guess that your science lab was the same science lab you have every day.
Oh, yeah, we have it every day.
Ah, but this day was different because you were different, and it seemed interesting. Mr. Skinner felt the difference because the class actually paid attention. He smiled and told a joke. You changed Mr. Skinner. See, you can change other people by changing yourself.
Wow!
So let me see if I understand what transformation means. It means that if you change yourself and if you feel better about yourself, then you can help other people feel better, and you just pass it on.
Yeah, it must mean that you can change the people around you. Like, I can make someone else's day good or bad, too.
That's right. You all do. Spokes can make somebody else feel good or bad. Is that right, Spokes?
Well, I suppose so.
Spokes, I'll bet you can go back to the circus and you can make a lot of people's days very happy by being happy yourself. You can watch happiness be passed on to other people.
Well, okay, I'll give it a try.
Tomorrow, why don't you go back to the circus and start your day right by starting someone else's day right.
Spokes decides this is a good idea. Lisa and Tommy also like the idea of helping someone else to have a happy day. Tommy and Lisa go with Spokes to the circus to watch what is going to happen. An amazing change takes place with all the people and the animals at the circus. When Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa come home, they are all giggling and talking so fast that the friendly mirror starts laughing and asks them to tell them all about their happy day.
Everybody is talking so much, you must have had a great day at circus.
Well, I did what you asked me to do, and boy, did it ever work. When I got to work, Mrs. Jones...
I told...
Everything you do and everything you say can affect other people. When you're happy, you can make other people happy. And when you're sad, you can make other people sad. And when you're angry, you can make other people angry. You can change people by the way you feel and act. Changing other people in a good way, for example, changing someone who is sad to happy, is called transformation. Just think. You can change or transform people. You can make other people happy. When you transform somebody else, they pass it on to another person. And they pass it on to another person, and another. Why, a smile on your face can make dozens of people happy. Spokes is practicing smiling because he's working in a circus. He wears a clown outfit, and his job is to sell popcorn to all the people watching the circus. Spokes has just arrived home from his day at the circus. Let's find out what kind of day Spokes had.
Oh, dear. I just had the most horrible day of my life. Walking around, passing out popcorn. Here comes Lisa. Lisa, you look so silly in that dress. Where did you ever get that thing?
Spokes! I can't believe that you just said that. Why, this is my brand new dress, and I like it.
You look like a penguin.
I've never heard you say such things, Spokes. Why don't you just go to sleep in your drawer, you silly nincompoop?
Nincompoop.
Tommy walks into the room and is ready to tell everyone about the home run he has just hit.
Tommy, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Knock on my door if you want to come into this room.
Wow, what happened in here? I didn't do anything to anybody. Spokes, what are you doing? You look like a goofball in your clown outfit.
I beg your pardon. I think it's very, very nice.
Tommy, didn't I tell you to knock before you came in here? And Spokes, why don't you just get out of here, too? I don't want anybody in my room.
That's fine with me.
Fine with me, too.
I still think she looks funny in her dress.
Oh, boy, do I see something happening here. Why, Spokes, you just started what we call a chain reaction.
I did? Me?
What's a chain reaction?
Yeah, what's a chain reaction?
Yeah, what's a chain reaction?
Well, that's easy. For example, Spokes, you started off by being in a bad mood. You called Lisa a name. She said something to Tommy. Tommy said something back to you. You passed it on from one person to another.
It wasn't my fault.
Why not? What happened?
Well, today was my first day at the circus, and I have a very, very important job. I pass out popcorn in my clown outfit. I tell jokes and I help some people to get seated. Goofy outfit in my eye. The kids are so crazy. They're running up and down the aisles. I had to yell and scream at them. And you know what they said? They pointed at me and laughed. Knocked off my mask, and they said I even looked funnier. Then I tripped and spilled popcorn all over this lady. Not only that, she called me a nincompoop. And I told her she was looking in the mirror, and I got fired.
Well, no wonder you had such a bad day, Spokes. Then you came home and got upset with Lisa.
Well, the dress does look pretty funny.
Are you sure her dress looks funny, or is it because you're feeling bad about what happened at work, and you wanted to take it out on somebody else?
Well, I'm not sure. I suppose it is possible what other people have to say about me really does bother me.
And Lisa, Tommy comes into this room to play all time, and you go into Tommy's room to play all the time. And as I remember, neither one of you knocks on each other's door. So why today do you insist that Tommy should knock?
Well, because he should. I mean, because it's my room and it's private, and because...
And because folks got upset with you and told you you had a funny dress.
And because... Yeah, Spokes was upset, and then he told me my brand new dress looked funny.
Well, it does.
It does not. And then that's why I told Tommy to knock, and then everybody got mad all at once, and then Tommy, he told Spokes that he looked like a goofball in this clown outfit.
He does look stupid.
Hey.
Tommy, but you've seen him in that clown outfit for 3 days, and you thought he looked pretty good in it the other days. Now, how come he looks like a goofball today, Tommy?
Because he does look like a goofball in it. And why did you tell me to knock and yell at me?
See, this is a chain reaction, folks. Now do you understand?
Well, I think so. When I said that Lisa looked funny, she got mad and insulted Tommy. It gets passed down the line, doesn't it?
That's a chain reaction of things that happen in a negative way. Do you think a chain reaction can happen in a positive way?
Not in this house.
Well, I think a chain reaction can happen in a positive way. It could affect 10 people or even 20 people.
Even 100 people. You see, if your chain reaction keeps going, you can pass it on from one person to another. Think about how many people you can affect. Can you think of an example where this has happened?
I can think of an example. I remember, and Lisa, you'll remember this too. Remember when Dad was angry because the garage door opener broke again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. He told Mom that night that he didn't want to take her out to dinner after he promised her he'd take her out.
Yep, and then Mom told me I had to stay home and do my homework. I couldn't go to the movies.
That's a good example. Everything gets passed on in some way to the next person.
Yeah, and then Jeff, the little boy next door, he called Tommy up and he asked him if he wanted to play. And Tommy told Jeff to quit bothering him.
I never said that.
You did, too. I remember it. I know you remember it, too, Tommy.
Well, I guess I did.
Does anyone remember a time when a good reaction had happened?
I remember a good one when I spilled my milk at dinner.
What happened?
It fell on Lisa's lap,
oh, yeah.
And she jumped up and spilled Tommy's milk over, and he jumped up and knocked the ketchup on Mommy's lap.
That's not exactly what we call a good one, but that is a chain reaction.
I thought it was pretty funny myself.
What is an example of a good or positive chain reaction?
Well, I remember one day when my teacher received a dozen roses, and she had a special card along with them that sure made her happy. I think it was her birthday.
What happened then, Lisa?
Well, the rest of the day she just smiled and she was extra nice to everyone. And you know what, Friendly Mirror? It sure made a difference to all of us kids in the class because we got to have more fun and she had more fun too. And then when we went to our science lab, which we usually hate because of Mr. Skinner.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait till I have him.
Oh, yeah, well, anyway, you know what? Even that class wasn't too bad. In fact, it was kind of good. We went to class, and it was an interesting science class. Mr. Skinner actually smiled, and he told a joke. It wasn't a very good joke, but at least he was beat.
That's very good. You see how transformation works, good or bad. We pass our feelings on to the next person. Your teacher, Lisa, received the dozen red roses, which made her very happy. She was happy and, in turn, made your class happy, all because she felt good about herself.
Yeah.
And when your class felt good, they enjoyed the science lab. Now, I guess that your science lab was the same science lab you have every day.
Oh, yeah, we have it every day.
Ah, but this day it was different because you were different, and it seemed interesting. Mr. Skinner felt the difference because the class actually paid attention. He smiled and told a joke. You changed Mr. Skinner. See, you can change other people by changing yourself.
Wow!
So let me see if I understand what transformation means. It means that if you change yourself and if you feel better about yourself, then you can help other people feel better, and you just pass it on.
Yeah, it must mean that you can change the people around you. Like, I can make someone else's day good or bad, too.
That's right. You all do. Spokes can make somebody else feel good or bad. Is that right, Spokes?
Well, I suppose so.
Spokes, I'll bet you can go back to the circus and you can make a lot of people's days very happy by being happy yourself. You can watch happiness be passed on to other people.
Well, okay, I'll give it a try.
Tomorrow, why don't you go back to the circus and start your day right by starting someone else's day right.
Spokes decides this is a good idea. Lisa and Tommy also like the idea of helping someone else to have a happy day. Tommy and Lisa go with Spokes to the circus to watch what is going to happen. An amazing change takes place with all the people and the animals at the circus. When Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa come home, they are all giggling and talking so fast that the friendly mirror starts laughing and asks them to tell them all about their happy day.
Everybody is talking so much, you must have had a great day at the circus.
Well, I did what you asked me to do, and boy, did it ever work. When I got to work, Mrs. Jones, the owner of the circus, said I could have my job back. I told Mrs. Jones how well organized she is at running the circus.
Boy, you should have seen her. Her face just lit up and she smiled so big.
Yeah, I've seen Mrs. Jones a lot, and I've never seen her grin from ear to ear like she did that day, Friendly Mirror. She was so proud of things she had just done.
And not only that, after I talked to Mrs. Jones, she told Sam, the groundskeeper, that he was doing a very, very good job for the circus. Sam was so happy because he had never been complimented by Mrs. Jones, he almost fell off the ladder.
Yeah, I almost had to catch him.
Then, after that, Sam whistled at Tanya, who was working on her trapeze.
You should have seen her.
Sam said she looked so beautiful, and you should have seen her face. It turned red. It was really very funny. When she told the lion trainer, Juan, that he looked very strong and handsome when he worked with the lions, you should have seen him smile. Oh, it was such a big smile on Juan's face.
Boy, you should have seen him work with those lions then. I thought he was going to take on the whole world.
After Juan received his compliment, he went over to Rosemary Joe. Rosemary Joe trains the elephants, and he said she was doing a super job with the elephants. And Rosemary Joe was very, very happy about that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, but it even changed the elephants, Friendly Mirror. They did all sorts of stuff that you couldn't even imagine.
Hey, do you guys mind quit interrupting me when I'm telling my story, okay?
But it's such a good story. Go ahead with your story.
Okay, so anyway, Rosemary Joe gave the elephants some treats. And you should have seen the extra special show they put on.
Wow, that's great!
Boy, it was really neat. The baby elephant Lana went over to Harry the giraffe, and boy, did they get along well.
Yeah.
They ran around in a circle, and they did twits. They even danced.
Yeah.
You should have seen the crowd. They were on their feet, yelling and screaming. And for more, even my popcorn sales rose higher. I was telling jokes, running up and down the stands.
Really,
I sold out of popcorn. Not only that, but I made a lot on tips.
He's rich.
But this is the really neat part. When I was walking home with Tommy and Lisa, I felt so confident that I saw Tommy's teacher, Mrs. Sanchez, and I winked at her.
I still don't understand that. Mrs. Sanchez has 5 kids, and she's a teacher.
Yeah.
Why would you wink at her?
Well, Tommy, you'll find out tomorrow in school. I thought you were going to have a super, super day, just like we all did today.
You all have learned a very important lesson about change and transformation. You found out that not only can you create your own world just the way you want it, but that you make a difference in the lives of other people. You can change them. Is that right, Spokes?
Yeah, and they asked me to work weekends.
And Spokes, are you going to transform or change people and their lives in a good or a bad way?
Boy, I'll tell you, you can do it in a good or bad way, but I sure am going to make it a good way. I feel really neat.
It's a lot more fun that way. Lisa, how about you?
Well, I can see how when people get mad and upset that they just get other people upset. And it sure is a lot more fun watching people complimenting each other and feeling good. It just seems to me that life sure is a lot more fun when everybody has a good time.
Yeah, wow, those elephants and giraffes were really neat.
Yeah,
I never thought you could change animals.
Tommy, Lisa, and Spokes, you can change anybody. You just have to change yourself. If you transform yourself, your happiness catches on to other people.
Transforming the world is easy. It is important to give others positive feelings and energy because they will feel better and so will you. People transform or change you all the time. Remember when a friend of yours started laughing and giggling and you started laughing too? We call this transformation, changing ourselves so we feel better about ourselves and others. Now you can transform other people. Spokes knows that everybody likes more happiness in their life, so he has decided to transform the world. Tommy and Lisa are going to be his special assistants to help him. Would you like to be a special assistant to Spokes? He would love to have you help him, right, Spokes?
Right, I sure would.
First, start by smiling and feeling good about yourself. Sincerely compliment others and watch how exciting it is to see yourself and others transform. Now that you are a special assistant to Spokes, you better get busy and start transforming the world. Friendly Mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa, and boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special word.
Our first word is special.
That's right. And friendly lesson is, I am special. There is only one of me in the entire world. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly line again. I am special. There is only one of me in the entire world. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now. I am special.
There is only one of me in the entire world.
One more time.
I am special.
There is only one of me in the entire world. That's great.
Now, our second special word is people.
Our friendly lesson is, people are special. Every person I meet is unique. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. People are special. Every person I meet is unique. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now,
people are special.
Every person I meet is unique. One more time. People are special. Every person I meet is unique.
Now our third special word is transform.
And our friendly lesson is, I can transform the world by complimenting others. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I can transform the world by complimenting others. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa, all together.
I can transform the world by complimenting others.
One more time.
I can transform the world by complimenting others.
That's great. Now you too, boys and girls, can create your own world, and we all want you to have a happy day.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. Bye.